This is Ted Kennedy. Law enforcement has a new way to keep guns off the streets. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, an idea that worked for our military forces in Panama is being adopted by law enforcement to reduce the level of guns on U.S. streets. After the Panama invasion in 1989, our forces conducted a Weapons for Money program that offered modest cash payments to Panama citizens who turned over pistols, rifles, shotguns, and other weapons. The program was an instant success. It collected 10,000 weapons in a few weeks and helped diffuse tensions and reduce crime and violence after the invasion. In the past year, police departments in San Francisco, St. Louis, Brooklyn, and other places have tried the idea, and it's worked. For $25 or $50, large numbers of citizens are willing to get rid of their guns. Endorse the idea, Al. It's not a panacea, but it is a step toward safer streets and communities.
Ted, pass me the oxygen tank. I just can't believe you're saying anything nice about President Bush's Operation Just Cause in Panama. Ted, I support any experiment that makes America's streets a little safer. But don't kid yourself that this idea alone will solve this problem. As long as you are always soft-headed on criminals who use a gun, the killings will only go on. I'm talking about the crying need for speedy trials and the death penalty, not an endless stream of appeals. Ted, justice delayed is justice denied. Last year in New York City, there were 230,000 cases in the criminal courts. Only 973 of those ever came to trial. That's 0.5% of them. What kind of a message does that send to arrogant crooks? Ted, our criminal justice system is facing a true hemorrhage, and you come up with a tiny Band-Aid. Is this really the leadership America deserves from congressional Democrats? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush's free trade agreement with Mexico. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.